victims and their families both frustrated and relieved. Cheryl Johnson, whose 17-year-old son James Brissett was killed at the beginning of the incident, said, quote, "Today is the first day of the rest of my life." For Cable Evening News, I'm Sam Bowman.
A group of young Jewish activists were arrested in Boston last night for holding what they called a Liberation Seder. The activists were challenging the unconditional U.S. support for the Israeli government and military. They sat in the lobby of a meeting of the largest Zionist lobbying group in the U.S., the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, AIPAC. Some held signs reading, "You can't silence a generation," and "No liberation with occupation." Six activists were arrested, all of them young Jewish Americans, opposed to the continuing Israeli military occupation of Palestine.
The U.S. has announced it will spend $8.6 million to purchase 32 tons of heavy water from Iran. This so-called heavy water gets its name from an extra neutron found in the nucleus of its hydrogen molecules. Its distinctive properties make it a key component in the production of nuclear weapons and energy. The U.S. Department of Energy orchestrated the deal to help Iran comply with its end of the nuclear deal signed in July. Officials were concerned that Iran would not be able to dispose of its excess heavy water, which comes from a nuclear reactor, quickly enough so that the U.S. offered to purchase this excess. The purchased water will be shipped to Oak Ridge National Laboratory in Tennessee. It will be used for research, and some could be sold to private companies. According to the nuclear deal, Iran is allowed to use heavy water